What's happening?
This is the Basement Buddies Podcast. Hey, John.
Hey, I'm John. That's Brooks. And we got our favorite guest, Kaz, is here. What up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
It is
episode 500, right?
This is episode 500.
Yep.
You made it.
We did it. Oh,
thanks for having me.
We go up into the Hall of Fame. They retire our jersey.
Usually what happens is we're like, I wonder what that Kaz guy's been up to.
Yeah.
He probably feels real bad because his wife's been on recently and we haven't talked to him.
Well, I hung out with Chris last weekend. He's like, hey, what's Brooks doing? I don't know. Come.
And then John tried to convince me to come over last Sunday and he didn't come over.
Oh, well, you gave me a maybe.
I gave you a maybe. That's right. Yeah.
What were you doing? Maybe? What was so important you couldn't come over?
What the fuck's happening? How dare you not be able to show up on instant notice?
Well, as known last week, our wives were out of town, so they came back into town.
Oh, yeah.
And turns out, you know, a girl's trip is exhausting, so.
Right, it's hard for.
I figured it'd be like,
hard to be
I need
vacation.
To leave at 7 so you can, you know, put the kids to bed and bathe them. Would probably be a bad idea.
I see, yeah.
But I did it anyway. In that.
Well, you're helping her out.
Yeah.
She was tired from vacation.
That's double nice. Brownie points. That's golden time brownie points with your wife.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Time it.
I met my wife at the door with the baby, and I was like, here you go.
I'm out.
And then I just left.
And you said, I don't know where the other two are.
I haven't seen them. Yeah.
There was a weird smell coming from the back bedroom.
House is on fire.
Yeah.
We got this.
No, I was telling the kids the whole time. I was like, we got to clean up. Mom will be mad if she comes home and the house is messy. They're like, okay. That's how I blackmail them into helping clean up.
Do they help?
Yeah, a little bit. They're pretty good about it. Owen's a good helper. June just kind of throws a fit, or she like pretends to do stuff. She's like, I'm helping, and she's just playing with toys. I'm like, you're not, whatever. As long as they're not actively making a mess while I'm cleaning up, I'm happy.
I just want them to be in as much misery as I am while I'm cleaning up. So I'm like down on the ground, picking stuff up, grunting and groaning, complaining, this motherfucker. And then if one of them gets up and walks off, I stop. I'm like, well, I'm not cleaning up if you're not here. We're supposed to be doing this together.
That's a good example for the kids.
I'm out. Fuck this. Yeah. I'm getting a beer.
I always say it's okay if we make a mess. We just have to clean it up. Because, you know, I want them to play with their toys and have a good time and trash the living room. That's cool. But you got to pick it up a little when you're done. Or I'm throwing these toys in the garbage.
My reward of picking up the toys is I try to find one that's broken or not used very often and as a prize, throw it away.
Yeah. Sneak it away.
Yeah.
Every time we clean through the kids' room, do like a full clean, we cull the herd. We get rid of a bunch of toys.
For example, what'd you find this last time?
Oh, just little shit, you know, like some Happy Meal toys or a doll that's broken or a airplane that's wings are snapped off, you know, mostly broken shit.
Yeah, I've gotten the point with my kids, if they do happen to get a Happy Meal, it's like immediately going in the garbage with the garbage, because it's like it's literally a toy for 30 seconds.
It's a toy
for it's a toy for the car, right?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah,
half the time they look at it and then just throw it on the ground of the van.
Yeah,
I have so many of those.
We do go to McDonald's every day, so
I do have a lot of McDonald's toys just on the floor.
Yeah,
in arms and stuff under the seats when I'm vacuuming months later. And that's when they get thrown away. A lot of stuff when I'm cleaning the car just gets thrown away.
Oh, yeah.
Toys.
Well, my rule, if I'm vacuuming and the vacuum can suck it up, it's trash. June has a lot of little components to her dollhouses and things. You guys don't know.
Get her into horses. Those are big. Hard to
horses vacuum. Are good. The LOL dolls, which are a popular little girl's doll.
LOL dolls?
Yeah.
Lots of love dolls?
Yeah. Laugh out loud. They come with all these tiny accessories, and that's part of the fun. It's like a Polly Pocket kind of thing. And I'm just like, sucking up all the shoes and purses. I'm like, whatever. Vacuum cleaner is broken, though, for some reason.
It's full of LOL toys and Legos.
Yeah. We're not big into Legos because I still have a 2-year-old. Andy's too little for Legos to be around.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really gotten into him. Owen has some, but he's not.
Yeah, my son's kind of over it. I mean, he never really, he would sometimes play with them, but as soon as he built them, he just liked to put them on display.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like, once they break and the parts separate, it's like, man, we're never going to rebuild this. Or
what, are we going to go find the instruction set?
Well, I mean, we have the instructions. We just like, so a lot of times when they break, it's like when we have other people over and there's like 1,000 other toys like laying around. So they just get mixed and it's like, all right.
Fuck it.
You don't delicately take it apart in reverse order and put it back into the numbered Ziploc bags? There's got to be some sort of anal asshole out there that does that.
Oh, I guarantee it.
I'm going to put this together in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
I mean, there's people that buy Legos, they get like organizers and they sort of by color and stuff like that. I know that.
Yeah. They are much more successful than I am. Got to say that though, right?
Well, just at building Legos.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
I heard that the boxes for Legos are deliberately shitty because they don't want you to keep them in boxes. They're not for display. They're for building, which seems like a PR spin on just they use cheap packaging.
I mean, it seems
like, oh, they're shitty on purpose. Like you fucking Legos.
Hey, guys, what are you? I've been thinking about this lately with my friends. What are you into on YouTube? Are you into any particular section of YouTube? Like, I'm always switching what I'm watching on YouTube, but I'll watch like a shitload of Pawn Star videos.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll move on over.
Clips of Pawn Stars?
Clips of Pawn Stars. I like seeing haggling.
Most of my YouTube is like really boring machinist videos. Whitest Kids You Know, comedy sketches or some college humor pops up like in my recommended. And like tool restoration. I get a lot of that. You know those guys? Are you into that YouTube?
Where they get like an 80-year-old press and just completely take it apart and rebuild it?
Yeah, I'm into that. I'll watch that and fall asleep almost immediately. I'm like, so soothing.
I find myself, I mean, I watch usually, I don't really like have access to watch NBA games anymore, but it's kind of, you can watch like 2-minute breakdown videos of like previous games. And then that kind of leads you into like the hot takes, which kind of gets old. But then, I mean, YouTube's
lots of sports like analysis stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I was more into what you guys are. Like, I'm going to do it myself. So it'll be like how to videos all the time.
No.
And be like, oh, I could do that.
I don't do it. I just like
watching
it's soothing it. To watch someone else working hard. I'm like, as I sit on my couch.
Yeah. Sports, tech, jokes. Oh my gosh. And anytime, like, obviously YouTube knows we're like in our 30s and we're white males. So like, I'm like, how does this like fake Joe Rogan clip get in here? I do not like, no matter how many times I probably not interested, like it just a week or two later, just some random one or like, you know, some of his guests will pop. I'm like, I'm not interested.
I don't want to see it.
Is there a no politics button? Like
that would be nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes my kid will get on there and watch a bunch of YouTube and it fucks up my algorithm. And last night I was watching some and it was like all the different species of Godzilla. Owen's super into Godzilla right now. And I was like, let me check this out. And I ended up watching it anyway. I'm like, there are a lot of Godzillas. Interesting.
Actually, yeah, I do like watching YouTube for like recaps of, especially like Marvel stuff when I'm like going into
the breakdown.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah. Or like the posts, yeah.
Break yeah, I watched one about Moon Knight. Like, what's the deal with that guy?
Yeah, like, who is Moon Knight? Like that, he wasn't on like a Saturday morning cartoon. Like
Marvel's Batman is what I learned.
What's that? What movie is Moon Knight from now?
It's coming out.
It's a TV show in March.
Oh, is it a TV show?
Is that? I mean, Oscar he might Isaacs? Be. I'm sure he might be in movies down the road, but it's gonna start as a TV show as they introduce him.
I was wondering about all these Marvel TV shows. Are they going to bring these characters into the movie, and if you haven't watched the TV shows, you might be lost, or is it?
That's a good question.
Now that I just think of the TV shows in my head, a lot of them have already been in the movie.
Yeah, it went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the like, B and C characters got their own TV show, like Hawkeye and
Loki. And, yeah, Loki's not a main character, and Wanda.
Yeah, WandaVision's coming out as the.
I think Wanda will be a main character going forward, though.
Well, if they want to, I think, aren't they going to incorporate her into, these are all theories, but if Marvel eventually gets the X-Men back into their IP, yeah, right?
She's supposed to be.
She's supposed to use her powers to make it happen or whatever.
Yeah.
Because in the comics she had, there's this big story arc where she used her, she has like reality manipulating powers. She can basically change anything to do anything. Unlimited ultra powers.
We all saw WandaVision. We know.
I didn't watch it.
What? Spoilers.
I watched like 20 minutes of that I Love Lucy shit and I was like, never mind.
It's a slow burn.
I don't want
it. Yeah. That was one where it was like, four episodes in, then you realized kind of what might be
going
on.
I was like a dream or something. Fuck that.
The first episode, like, it was just like the last minute was when they actually like changed things. But yeah, I was like, I Love Lucy the entire time.
Oh yeah. I was like, is this a joke? I don't like it. I turned it off. But anyway, in the comics, she used her powers to erase all the mutants. And then eventually they brought them back or something like that. It was sort of the snap or the blip for the mutants.
But she's going to be in Doctor Strange Madness movie and whenever that comes out.
I still haven't seen the latest Spider-Man.
Oh, got to see it, man.
I know, I got to see it. I hear good things. My wife took my two oldest to it, and I didn't get a go.
Are they going
to
spoil it for you?
Oh, I don't know.
Is Owen like, I know what happened to Peter Parker?
Yeah, that would be the issue. Tanya would not spoil it for you, but...
It's fine. I'm not too worried about spoilers.
Don't
It'll
tell me.
It'll be a cool show.
Don't tell me, goddamn it, Owen.
It's opening weekend, so it was, you know, unspoiled for me, so.
Yeah, we talked about
it. It is probably the best one since Endgame.
What about Spider-Verse? Where's that role in there?
Well, I mean, I think that came before Endgame, but.
Did it?
Is the Spider-Verse part of the whole thing? Or are they going to be like, this doesn't count. It's a cartoon. It's a
cartoon doesn't count? I'm not sure.
I'd love to see, like, some cartoons mixed in, kind of like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of complicated.
Spider Pig.
Yeah. Spider Pig's great.
A full.
What about that?
Full.
Howard the Duck. Where's he? When's he going to show up?
Yeah.
Speaking of complicated narratives, I was talking on my family Zoom this week with my nephew. I was like asking him all these Boba Fett questions because he's super into. Have you guys been watching that?
I'm
Disney Plus.
I'm waiting until
I'm not a Star Wars person, but I'll probably.
Oh right, yeah.
Eventually,
I'm waiting until they're all out.
It's only
in a row.
A couple more weeks.
That's like how I like to watch it. Like wait till it's like the last week or two and kind of binge them over a week or two.
I think there's only going to be seven, so we only have three more weeks or something. But I was like grilling him on all these details because he's 16. He's deep into Star Wars, right? He's read all the books and he's like watching all those cartoons for kids. And I was like, hey, Nate, what's up with this? What's up with that?
Why did he pick, I guess, I mean, obviously, if you're in your 30s, I can understand having Star Wars over Marvel. But I feel like Marvel has done such a better job that if I was 16, I can't imagine being into Star Wars more than Marvel. Because, I mean, until recently, it hasn't been that
Star Wars is good. Still like, a lot of dorkiness.
Yeah, Marvel's the jocks.
It's dorks and and you get your jocks in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's everybody.
I'm sure he likes Marvel, too.
That's true.
I think the if you're not going to go into comic books, if you're more actual, like, novels, Star Wars has more lore out there.
Is he big into The Expanse? I feel like that's better than
Star Wars. The movie, The Expanse? Or the show?
The show on Amazon.
Yeah.
Or, well, now it's on Amazon.
Did you watch it all?
No.
I'm not current. I haven't watched the last season.
But I want to be current. Or I want to watch it.
It's very good.
It's on my bucket list. One of my 2022 goals, I guess.
Don't watch it then, man.
It's kind of a slow burn. Yeah, then you die.
Yeah. You fucking die. I thought those things that, would keep you immortal. There's still stuff on that list.
Well, there's more than one thing on that list.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you got on your bucket list?
Dunk a basketball. I'm not doing anything to actually get to that point.
It's impossible to dunk a basketball after 26 unless you're a professional athlete, I hear.
Is that true? Yeah, that sounds about right. I remember as a high schooler jumping up and I could touch the rim, just touch it with my fingertip, I could grab the net and pull myself up. But that's not going to happen now.
Now I'm not worried about getting up there. It's the landing.
Fuck up your knee real bad.
It's the problem.
Yeah. Are you sore? I saw you were down at the land this week.
Last time I went down to the land, my back didn't hurt. And then I realized it was because I just had fun and laid around, didn't do much work at all.
And now you were put to work.
And this time my dad had a 5 foot long old school radiator, cast iron radiator.
Right. Makes sense.
And a 7 foot long cast iron radiator.
Right. I mean, it makes sense he would have both of them.
Yeah, I mean, he got a good deal. And a cast iron tub that we were moving, like, 75 feet into the bathroom cabin house.
So he's planning on using it.
He's planning on
using it. How's it going to heat the water for?
Well.
Oh, okay.
Was he in the tub as you were moving cracking the whip, it sounds like.
My dad listens to this. He's got big ideas. He's been thinking about this for years. And he has picked up a pool heater, and he's planning on using the pool heater, pumping into this tank, and then the tanks go through these radiators, like the old, like, and...
Hold on, but, like, the efficiency loss there is tremendous. It's going to cost way more energy to heat the water. Well, whatever.
Everybody but me are against this idea.
Well, you're a hype beast.
I'm a hype man.
Yeah.
I want people to live their dreams as long as I don't have to help them out. I got to just push them along. And everybody's like, this isn't going to go. Why don't we get smaller, more efficient heaters? And he's like, I have these things.
I want to use them
for 10 years and I've been thinking about this and I want to do it.
Okay, good.
And then I was talking to him today. He's like, yeah, I was looking that up on YouTube and, nobody really does it the way I was thinking about doing it. And I said, well, now you have to do it because everybody's against you.
Prove them wrong.
Yeah.
I'm in your corner, Dad. You better make this work.
And I do.
It's fucking one time and then never used again. It's working.
I love the idea of just like, I know this is the wrong way to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway because who cares? I like that. I support it.
Yeah, even if it takes more hours of that generator pump it away.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Because, he's off the grid. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. What about solar panels? Does that come up? Is that in the future?
Maybe.
Because you can just straight up buy them. I saw them at fucking Harbor Freight.
Solar panels now? Just at Harbor Freight?
Yeah. I was like, what?
And plug them in.
I want to buy that. You can just buy it? I went there and bought a bunch of...
Throw them up on your roof, like staple them down,
yeah,
or something.
Okay, who knows?
Have that come down into an extension cord, just tied.
That's how it works, yeah.
Extension cord, sure.
And then you just plug that into your you plug your TV in there, and it just works.
Yeah, so you take an extension cord and plug it into the solar panel, and then you cut it, and you have the bare wires, and you stick those in an outlet, and then the electricity will run in reverse.
Okay. Not an electric.
Will power your house.
Oh, that's good. I thought you plugged it into the bathtub.
No, that's the wrong way around.
You take those cables, you throw it into the kiddie pool.
Okay. Yeah, and the water.
You have your children hop in there.
Rearranges.
And they become mutants.
Yeah, origin story, Marvel.
Yeah, speaking of powers.
It's Mr. Electricity. Professor Electricity? Toddler electricity.
Toddler electricity.
Kid lightning.
Mini solar electricity.
Kid lightning.
Yeah, kid lightning.
Kid lightning.
Kid lightning's origin story was he had a terrible dad.
And that's why he can run so fast.
Yep.
Yeah, he's running from the pain of a terrible father.
All you see is electricity going by.
But Dad, you better make this work because we're both going to look like fools if it doesn't. I stood up for him so hard.
You gave me some great hype action the other night. I was like, hey, since I'm going to remodel my basement, I should put the hot tub down there. And you're like, yes. Like, immediately texted me back, do it. And I ran it by the wife and she shot it down. But it's two against one.
Okay, that's true.
So
I bet we could get Owen on our side.
Oh,
also. Yeah.
Actually, that's where the idea came from. I was out in the garage, dinking around. We were making a fire. And Owen sees the box for the hot tub, and he's like, Dad, let's plug it in and turn it on. I want to get in it. I was like, it's still pretty cold out. You know, I don't want to heat the hot tub during the winter. It feels like a waste of money. Only some super rich, negligent person would do such a thing. And he goes, well, we could put, Dad, I have an idea. We'll put it in the house, and it'll stay warm in there. And I was like, damn it, kid. That's a good idea.
That's genius.
You're a hot tub genius.
What about just taking out your bathtub?
Uh-huh.
Imagine if you took a sledgehammer to your bathtub. You could put the hot tub in your bathroom. It would fit. You got a narrow.
It would not fit.
I mean, if the bathtub and the kitchen, and the bathroom vanity was gone. So if the tub and the vanity were smashed,
okay,
you could squeeze it in there, and then you're saving so much on hot baths, right?
That's really where the savings is the baths. I actually think we saved money when we had the hot tub going, because the kids wouldn't take a bath every day. Like, Owen gets up in the morning, hops in the bath, and then an hour later, June takes another bath. And then, you know, we take
showers. You take your bath.
I take my bath. Every day, my daily bath. So, anyway.
So, in the basement, what's the worst could happen?
What's the worst?
You're going to remodel.
Ruin the rest of the house.
In a couple of 6 months, summertime. When's that remodel starting?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually, I was doing activities today that are part of the grand plan. You know how it is when you're working on your house. You want to do something, but you have to do 40 other things before you get to that one thing. I went to the dump to throw away a bunch of trash to make room in my garage so I could take stuff out of the basement to put in the garage.
Okay.
Because if we're going to remodel down there, I have to take everything out of it, obviously. And the garage is going to have to store everything. So I spent most of the day going to the dump and back.
Did you get rid of that 600-pound fire? Oh, that's in your yard. Did you get rid of that couch?
Yeah, I got rid of that couch. I went to Harbor Freight, got a Sawzall, because I don't have one. I just borrowed yours in the past, and chopped that couch up super fast. It was great.
Zip, zip.
Should have bought a Sawzall years ago. And
solves all problems.
It really does. Yeah.
Solves all
the problems. And yeah, I had a bunch of leftover wood from the fences that we tore down the summer, and just, you know how it is. You just have random shit that you need to throw away that's too big to go in the trash can. So I went down to
putting one piece in a week takes a long time.
Yeah, exactly. So I went down to that transfer station and
the one right by your house
in Oregon City.
Okay.
No, that one by my house is a fucking ripoff. Don't ever go there.
Yeah. I brought a mattress there because I was going to your house, and I was like, I'll swing by that dump, throw away this mattress.
It's like $80.
Yeah, it was like $50.
Yeah, that's insane. It's $15 just to go through the dump in Oregon City. $15 is your transaction fee, regardless of the weight. And then it's like $112 per ton. So I did three loads over 2 days, and I threw away like 2,400 pounds, and I ended up spending like $180 because I did pay three transaction fees, so it was really not too bad.
I guess my mattress did have a lot of dander and human skin.
Right, sure.
It was probably like at least 2,700 pounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So maybe it was a good deal.
You can just bribe your garbage man to throw it away in his truck.
I've been noticing a lot of Christmas trees just out next to yard debris things. I'm like, do they take those?
They do. Yeah.
They do? They just take the Christmas tree?
They tack $5 onto your bill. It's a $5 fee.
If they remember.
If you just cut it up and put it in your yard debris, they don't charge anything different. That's what I do. Or burn it.
What if I just drag it like 2 blocks down the street as I'm driving away? I just hold it out my car. I hold it until I can't hold it anymore.
And then wherever it lays, that's God's plan.
Yeah.
That's his fault.
A little biodegrade.
Yeah.
It's biodegradable, right? Christmas trees?
I mean, eventually, sure.
It's part of the earth, sure. Yeah.
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 on Powell? The side of Powell? Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you It'll would be think, biodegradable somewhere. Yeah.
You think the smashing and chopping of vehicles driving over it would break it down even faster?
Yeah.
So we should all throw trash on the road.
Mill of Powell.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, everyone, replace your tires with with saw blades, and we'll just start throwing our trash in the streets.
So it'll
chop it up as you're driving around.
Small enough where it can just get flushed down the drains.
Yeah.
The water will break. Yeah.
Yeah.
The water will wash it away.
Wash it away.
Those gutters in Portland never overflow, so that's...
Nope. No, we never have a problem with that.
Okay.
All right.
I still feel comfortable about this whole situation.
Very good. Oh, but the worst thing about the dump was I had to back up a trailer, which I've established before is something I cannot do.
with...
I don't have the man skills.
With a whole bunch of manly men looking at you.
Oh, man. They were all laughing. And I was like, I'm struggling.
Oh, you didn't have an attendant come over and assist you?
No, well, they do, right? They have all these handlers who are telling you where to drive and where to go. And the first time I went there, I hadn't even thought about it. I was just like, do-do-do, happy, nothing bad's going to happen. And then I realized as I pull into the dump yard, oh, shit, I'm going to have to back up this trailer. I was like, I'm not prepared for this. And I had the handler was like this young kid, and he was just like, turn your wheel the other way, the other way. And he was just making these vague arm gestures.
You weren't sure if he was doing
it. And I was like, left or right? And it was pretty embarrassing. I had to back up and forward and back and forward, back and forward like 10 times. And all the guys laughed at me. And everyone looked at me. And they pointed. It was terrible.
You should never go back there again, man.
Well, I had to go 3 times. I was like, oh, shit, I got to go back.
Here's this asshole again.
Here's this fucking guy. But the second time I had a good handler, and it was fine. You know, it wasn't great. I didn't do a great job, but it was passable.
2022, the year you tackle your trailer fears.
I don't know if I can get over it. I might need professional help.
No, let's get you a training trailer.
Yeah,
I need...
Brooks can film a montage of me helping you learn how to back up a trailer on TikTok. And it'll be like Karate Kid.
Around, yeah, no one's ever gone.
Yeah, we get like an inflatable trailer that you practice with just in case if you hit anything.
No big deal.
No big deal.
All right.
We'll go to a big parking lot, like a Chick-fil-A one, because they're empty on Sundays. We can back in.
I was actually thinking about practicing in a parking lot, but the Home Depot by my house is always full of cars. I was like, that'll be even worse. People will be watching me. There's not a lot of big empty parking lots anymore.
Huh.
No?
You could try going down to like a place where the boat's in. There's not a lot going in right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I was thinking at the mall, but they're like building apartments in the parking lot now.
At the Clackamas Town Center?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is good. We don't need big parking lots, but
yeah, less people are
going. And nobody's going to the mall.
Yeah, no one's going to the mall anyway.
Malls are vacant. Pretty soon, just tear that down and just fill the rest of the way in with apartments.
That's probably how we're going to solve part of the homeless problem. Is just putting them
park
in malls.
Them in. Yeah. Well, like, could we at least have a place where they can park their car? I feel bad, you know. Even though I know you're like king hobo if you have a car. If you're living in your car, that's like you're
a duke.
Yeah,
you're not next homeless. Level.
Yeah, you're not homeless. And but where do you park your car? Park on the street, everyone
Walmart.
Gets pissed off. Walmart's even like tired of people parking there. Can we just like let them park at the expo center or something like that?
The only problem with homeless people I see are the trash that a good portion of them just
well, where are they supposed
behind.
To throw shit away?
Put a dumpster. It would be cheaper for the city to just strategically put dumpsters and empty them every single day.
I agree.
Then come back a year and a half later and pick all this random shit up
off by hand.
Ground. Yeah.
Yeah. I would think most people would use a garbage can or a dumpster if it was around.
But we got a guy living in his van right down the street.
By the river.
But he doesn't just throw trash out in the street and on this person's front, whatever, parking strip. And hasn't been no problems.
Right.
I just obviously it looks like somebody's living in this van just but because the windows are always fogged up and yeah.
I imagine he lives in fear too.
Yeah.
At any moment the cops will knock on your window and tell you to fuck off. It'd be nice if you had a place where you know you're secure and you're allowed to be.
Mall parking lots.
Yeah, mall parking. All right, get on it.
Going back to the dump, I did witness a guy go to the dump with a trailer, back it up, disconnect the trailer, and then just drive off.
just left the trailer?
Just was like, I'm dumping this trailer full of trash. And I was like, I mean, that's like not, the trailer's
not a bad
not
idea.
That I mean, the trailer was probably worth something.
Yeah. I mean, a shitty trailer is still $200-$300, yeah. Right?
I was like, maybe can I just unload this and then take the trailer
take the
with
trailer?
Me? My run was only $15.
Yeah, I was gonna say. They're like, somehow you weigh more. Here's $10. Thanks, buddy.
Whenever I find something cool, I'm like, yeah, tossing weight back into my.
Do you do that? Do you snag stuff out of the pile?
Last year, I went like right before New Year's or right after Christmas. And I think some kids like got some new stuff. So they were clearing out the garage and we got a scooter and like some cool skateboard thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, this is pretty sweet. And I like looked brand new. I was like, oh.
Like a Razor scooter kind of
thing? Yeah, like a Razor. Even cooler than that. Four-way. And it leans.
Whoa. Their scooter's cooler than a Razor right
now? And that weird skateboard where you got to twist your
the wiggle
so fast to get going. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You guys can't see these hand motions.
Hmm? What? What's he doing?
Oh, man.
He's going crazy over there.
Hey, we got an email.
Nice.
This is titled, Fuck.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen, and possible bonus guest. It's Kaz. Fuck. The first serious snowfall was some kind of adventure. I got the plow stuck in the snowdrift at 5:50 a.m. and no one else around. When I was done shouting obscenities at the sky, I realized I had a customer's truck that I had chained up to mine to pull out. It didn't cross my mind that I had no way to stop the plow once the truck came free, but I rolled to a stop without hitting the customer's truck. Whew. I had my dad's truck and snow plow repaired after the wreck last March, but apparently they didn't do it right because after a day of pushing heavy snow around, the truck's frame is folded up on the fault line from my dad's wreck. So the plow raised to its highest is about an inch off the ground. Basically, I'm fucked for snow removal. Fuck everything.
Wow.
Love, Andy.
I'm sorry, Andy.
So the car's like bent in half, like down towards the...
Well, he said on the fault line. I would think the weld... Do they weld frames? Seems like a bad idea.
They straighten them, but maybe you don't repair the...
I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, right? They just hit it with a hammer until it was straight,
mm-hmm.
And the metal's all fatigued.
And now the plow has just bent it back. Fuck. That sucks. Fuck.
Wait, why did he send it somewhere else? Doesn't he fix his own cars? No, never worked.
Probably insurance companies were like...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fucking Geico.
Geico. Well, don't live where it snows so much, Andy, you dummy.
Yeah. Andy, move on over here.
Guess what? It was sunny all day today. It was
so sunny.
It was sunny the last 2 days.
It's like
last
55.
Weekend. Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful out.
Not even windy.
I was down.
All it does is rain.
Yeah.
I had to put sunscreen on today, Andy. It was so nice.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
My daughter was a little windburn or sunburned from being outside all morning. Running around with, having a good time. Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful day.
But you guys got good buffalo wings, I guess. I don't know.
Buffalo, yeah.
Oh,
good right. wings. Yeah,
good wings.
They're worth it.
And they get to eat fry bread or something.
Fry bread?
I don't remember.
And you guys can easily buy one of the shirts that says I Heart New York.
That's true.
Like, I have to
Very
go
hard
there.
To find here.
I can't find one of those in Portland.
We're not allowed to buy them.
That's...
Probably, I guess Amazon might get me one, but...
No.
But it'd be a hassle.
Oh, I always
no, Customs will take it away from you. You can't have it.
Yeah, I always figured the I Heart New York was more for New York City, but I guess it could...
Oh! It applies to the state.
It applies to the state.
Hey, that shirt's working double time.
Yeah. I thought it was the whole state.
Does it only cost the amount of one shirt, or does it cost the price of two shirts? Because it counts for two.
Yeah. But you can get them for like $5. That's a hell of a deal on a t-shirt, man.
And it's going to have to get back to us. Like if you get caught in Buffalo with that, are people like, get out of here. Or it's
fucking
more of a
poser.
City thing.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, you could say it's ironic. Because you're
that's
like,
true.
I don't love New York. People are like, that guy's
It
hilarious.
Definitely feels like a shirt that someone just moved to New York in the last year that would wear. Like if you went to high school in New York, like no, transplants think... would wear the I Love New York. Wear, like,
yeah, I get you.
Not necessarily like... Someone that grew up there or born there, I feel like.
Oh, man. Speaking of transplants, I went to the park with my kids the other day when it was sunny.
I thought you were going to say you needed a heart transplant. Transplants. Does anyone have...
I need a kidney real bad.
Be positive right now.
Right in.
I've been getting those billboards up. You know, I have the thing on my car. It says I need a kidney. No, I went to a park in Milwaukee, actually, not too far from where Schmackle lives. I was just, you know, my kids are bored of the same park, so we were always going to different ones. And for some reason, it was the middle of the day, there was like a mom's group hanging out, you know?
Nice.
Like some local club of parents. And I was listening to them talk a lot as I was playing with my kids. And they were all like transplants here to Portland. And they were all like real snooty, obnoxious, terrible people. And one lady was like, back in New York, back in the city, it was this way, blah, 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 blah. And now I live here and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you guys are ruining my city. Get out of here. And
really? Yeah. Why do people come here and then complain about being here?
I don't know. I was like, get the fuck out of my city. Also, I was like, you know, that area is basically felony flats. It's like a poor area of town. But there's like these snooty hipstery people.
It's because it's a little bit cheaper.
It's getting kind of gentrified. I was like, get out of my city.
You're gentrifying up this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Come gentrify my neighborhood a little. So my property will be worth a little bit more. Come on.
I was very annoyed with them. But there was a woman there who, for some reason, my smallest Andy thought was his mom. And he kept going over to her. Like, I would take him away and he'd run back over to her. And he's like, Mom. And like, pulling on her skirt. I'm like, leave this lady alone, dude. You're embarrassing me.
So you got a date? Later,
yeah, she's my second wife. Now.
The whole, well, you look a lot like his mother who passed.
Who passed? I still wear the ring, you know, to remember her. But it's just hard being a single dad.
Yes, yeah, you she's can see like, three of them here.
Right. Well, one was at school. But oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, so I got married again. It's going well. It's part of my cultural heritage to marry multiple women.
Trick as many. So
it's not against the law.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It's an expression of my religion.
Well, I'm excited to meet her in the next hangout night then.
Oh, she's not allowed
to
talk to other men.
So anyways, Andy, just get a paint pen and write upstate.
I love upstate
New York.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll make $1 million selling t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Then he can move away from a place that snows so much.
Yeah. Down to Florida.
I think Florida's equally terrible, right, Cos?
It doesn't snow, at
Your
least.
Your dad lives in Florida. How's he doing?
It's good. He's really getting into digitizing pictures and emailing everyone about it, so.
You sound excited.
He's got his whole book growing up, his whole picture book. A lot of black and white pictures of your dad.
Well, I mean, he's not that old that he's black and white. I mean, I think he graduated in the 70s. So, yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah.
There was color back then. Yeah.
Color back then? He must have been rich.
Yeah, he probably had a great Kodak camera back then. But
the Super 8 film?
I think Super 8's even older than that.
I don't know.
They had Super 16.
I didn't go into the weeds of the digital. I'm pretty sure he just sends it to a company or uploads it.
Does he have to put that, what would you do if I sang out of tune, behind every video he uploads?
I mean,
Wonder Years?
Yeah, Wonder Years.
I mean,
right at the beginning, it's like old film.
You know how Jib Jab got popular when we were in high school in like
2002? I have no idea what that is.
Jib Jab. Remember Jib Jab?
You don't remember Jib Jab?
No. Come on, Jib Jab.
Keep saying it. I still don't know what it is.
He's keeping Jib Jab alive.
Remember when cartoon Al Gore was rap battling cartoon George W. Bush?
That's like when it took off. It was like during the George Bush-Al Gore election.
I have no idea what Jib Jab is.
You haven't missed a thing.
A picture of them with their mouth kind of moving like...
It was early internet when, like, there was animation was like a big deal. Like,
okay, was it like Flash animation? Was it a website? Is it an app?
Yeah, now it's just a website where you just put in names and pictures and you can send e-cards to people.
Oh, okay. That their heads move like Canadian South Park?
Yep.
Yeah, but maybe his New Year's resolution was to stop sending Jib Jabs and digitizing pictures. So,
all right, Jib Jab. I'll look it up later.
There was also a
I can't believe you did.
I honestly
you were in
don't.
High school, right?
At I'm a point. Few years older than you.
If it was 2000, the
I was in college, it, like partying and riding a motorcycle,
cool shit,
cool shit, fucking girls and
yeah,
drinking 40s.
I remember playing a Flash game.
Playing Icewind Dale and downloading stuff with Napster.
What was that Flash? Newgrounds?
Newgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like the rated R games.
They had rated R stuff on there.
And there was one that was like a school shooting simulator cartoon game.
Oh, good time.
That I was playing in school. And my teacher like looked over and was like, "Wow, Brooks, you shouldn't be playing that." Hey,
and you're like, "Whatever."
Different times.
Shut up, teach. And I was like, "Well, I'm gonna look up porno then." He's like, "Hey,
it's for health class."
You're like, "Look, continue. these Teen Titans are fucking each other." He's like, "Cool, Brooks." That's the one I remember anyway. The one I jerked off to. What?
Teen Titans?
Huh?
Hey, Teen Titans Go.
Hey guys,
John,
have a question for you. Of the many choices a person must place when placing an order at the restaurant Chipotle, which one causes you to stop and think the longest? What's your hardest decision at Chipotle? Bowl or burrito?
Bowl.
Burrito.
I go burrito. Do you get guacamole? Are you a fancy pants?
I am.
Yeah.
Depends on how rich I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
I'm always big with them. Like, they like to give you the biggest scoop of rice, and I'm always trying to like caution them before they scoop it. I'm like, can I get like a half scoop of rice? And it just seems like to go over their head. Like, oh, you just want one scoop instead of two. Like, I'm just like, no, I just want a little bit of rice.
Not a whole fucking show.
I didn't order a rice bowl. I just ordered a burrito bowl.
Like, right. You get the bowl though every time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people think that
I want that tortilla.
That rice.
I used to get the burrito, and then I saw somewhere how many calories is in the burrito wrap.
Ah,
and I was
like, yeah, that's why it's good.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've been to Chipotle since I went to PSU.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
I guess I have one near my house that's not online order or pick up pretty easily.
Do you do a lot of DoorDash food grub hub?
No, I mean, there's so many things near my house that I usually just pick it up.
Yeah.
And it's a good reason to take one of the kids with me to kind of...
Yeah, me too. I think we've done Uber Eats like twice, maybe.
I did it one time and it was terrible. And it cost like $27 for some pad thai.
Right? I saw my neighbor getting Taco Bell. And I was like, Taco Bell's like down the street. I know you have a car. Are you that drunk? I guess is the answer.
One of my neighbors gets fast food a lot, like either Domino's or McDonald's.
Well, and Domino's, I will allow.
Domino's gets
delivered. Getting McDonald's on Uber Eats is crazy person, I think.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. It's weird to get fast food to me, Uber.
Right? Like, the thing.
Like, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Maybe they're drunk.
What we got Uber-eated was Di Nicola's Italian food. I was like, I would like some gnocchi, but I don't want to go to a restaurant. I'll just order on Uber Eats and they'll bring it to me. You know what I'm talking about?
And it was how?
And it was great.
Also, it takes like an hour or something.
That was the problem. That's the thing. It took fucking forever. If I'm drunk, I'm not going to, I'm just going to drive there. There's nothing, there's no laws against that.
Yeah. I like to. I'm pretty sure. I just feel like I'm more efficient just driving there and getting back.
Yeah.
I guess if you have like half hour for lunch, you're working from home, you order that food and it gets delivered to you. And then you also write it off. You use your business card and
get
a worker to deliver it as well.
You work from home for yourself and you can write off stuff for business, but you only give yourself half an hour for lunch.
You're a stickler for the time.
Yeah. If you work from home, I'd just make a sandwich. I wouldn't pay someone to bring me food.
Also that, yeah. I'm like a cheapskate. I would never do that. I was thinking about that when I was taking all this shit to the dump. I was like, I could have called a junk removal company and they would have charged me probably $400.
You would have had to wait around, take a whole day.
I'll spend weeks prepping all this stuff, getting ready to throw away at the dump, cutting up a couch, buying tools to cut up a couch.
Yeah. Oh, you really did cut up the couch, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. That old gray one.
Did you do any like magic tricks?
I found
Tanya, climb inside this couch.
I found about $2 in coins. Oh, though.
Nice.
Oh, and a TV remote, which works.
Oh.
It's like free remote. Hell yeah. Oh, and I did throw away the old green hot tub. I'm sorry to inform
you. Did you cut up the plasma TV in half before you threw it in there?
I smashed it into little pieces because my kids already broke it.
Mm-hmm.
And I peeled all the glass off and put that in a garbage bag, and then I threw away the frame.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Old greenies at the dump now.
R.I.P. A lot of
jizz went through those tubes. I mean, body hair. I did cut out the tubes and the fittings so I can work on my hot tube project.
Okay. In the future.
So I have its guts and it will live on.
What's the test tube? So if anybody has a 50 gallon test tube, they can donate to the cause.
Sorry, 50 gallon test tube?
Yeah. One that's like, you know, real skinny and tall.
Just a barrel. Water, so it's like water barrel.
6 feet tall. I want it to be test tube, like glass, so we can see. I want to be down. For those of you who are new listeners, yeah. I don't know the hot tube is. It's a stand-up hot tub for your living room.
Yep.
So you're in there, but your feet are down in the basement. At least 3 feet down.
You're standing in your living room. You reach over to the hatch. You flip the hatch open, and there's a little grate.
Okay, so it's below.
You stand on the grate. And the gray has a gap around the exterior where the tube comes up.
Uh-huh.
Through, you know, around the gray.
So it's got the water,
yeah.
And the glass, and it just raises up to any height.
Correct.
I like it.
Yeah. So your feet are still on the gray, but now you're submerged in a hot tub.
All right, I think we can do this. My dad has this pool lower here. Into
it has like a mini stool in it that only has lower a radiator. And sit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
you. So if you were to make this product, I volunteer to be in the advertisement where, like, you show like different things you could do, but I could be the work from home person.
Oh
my God, you're typing in your hot tube.
Yeah. I'm like in a Zoom meeting, but they can only see like the top bar. Oh my God,
that'd be amazing.
It's just bubbles and steam coming from right here.
What's that, Chris? You're like, the computer.
Yeah, it's a heat wave going on right now.
hot coffee.
You're drinking a Mai Tai out of a coconut. What? No, I'm relaxing.
You know what, John? I'm behind this idea.
Oh, you weren't before?
Well, now I know that it just comes up on its own, and there's a metal grate that you stand
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is genius. Mm-hmm. All right.
I know. I have some drawings.
Patent pending.
I'll show you later.
Patent
pending. Patent. Don't steal this.
We got to edit this part out so it doesn't get trademarked.
Or if you do steal it, send me one.
We are taking, you think any eccentric?
Billionaires?
Billionaires or millionaires, what do they call them? The investors?
Investors?
Take this to the Shark Tank.
Yeah. We need some venture capital.
Venture capital. That's what we need.
Ah, the Shark Tank. Yeah. Those guys.
Brett knows some people.
Oh, he does.
Brett, fucking, for $10 million, they can be in 20% on this deal.
Speaking of eccentric millionaires, Superfan Siegs.
Superfan Siegs
wrote in 27 great questions.
He pretends like he's poor, but, you know, we all know the truth.
Yeah, yeah, he's just slumming it. Do you believe in fate, the idea that whatever is meant to happen will happen? Or do you believe more in the universe governed mainly by chaos and the unknown?
Cause?
The latter. That's my answer.
Yeah, I think.
There's no fate.
Yeah, I don't think there's fate.
To prove that there's no fate, sometimes I'll be doing something.
Do something totally different.
And I'll just like stop and do it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's fate.
But maybe fate is so good that it seems to be random.
Oh.
Huh?
The greatest trick fate ever played was you believe there's no
sometimes,
fate at all.
Sometimes God has to kill a couple of babies. To make you think there's a possibility it's all just random.
Okay. Mm?
Like, why would he do that?
Throw you off the scent.
Mm. Yeah.
He gives babies, you know, spinal meningitis just to fuck with you.
Just to fuck with us.
But then, like, you pull up to the drive-thru and that car in front of you just pulls through and you don't have to wait.
Oh.
That was fate.
That was fate.
It was a gift from God. Two babies died.
Or the devil.
Or that quick drive-thru. Oh, sweet Satan? Yeah. Absolutely.
The sweet Satan deal.
Oh, speaking
of
Satan.
For one. Yeah, sweet Satan.
This will be not interesting to anyone. But I was watching The Sopranos, and one of the FBI agents is like super familiar to me. I'm like, what is that guy from? I looked it up. He was in this Adult Swim devil movie called, I can't remember the name. But it's got Henry from Last Podcast on the Left in it. Damn it, I should have looked up what the name of the movie was. He plays the devil in that.
Should I start watching, listening to the Last Podcast on the Left?
It's pretty good. I mean, if you're into serial killer stuff.
I got burned out. I think I listened to the wrong one. It burned me out. They're pretty gross. Funny. Okay, they're funny. But
they get into the gross stuff.
Oof.
No?
What about you, Kaz? Are you into
serial killers?
I'm planning to watch Dexter New Blood.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about Dexter. Yeah.
Are they going to do a 30 for 30 on that football player that was a gang member and murdered a bunch of people?
I don't think they did a 30 for 30, but I think there was something on like ESPN or Netflix.
Who was that guy?
Aaron Hernandez,
and then...
I mean, O.J. Simpson.
Well, one was that? Which one?
Run, O.J., run. Yes, 30 for 30.
What happened to O.J.? Is he okay?
Is he in jail? No, didn't he go to jail for the...
he was out from
football
Vegas,
cards, though. Right? He tried to rob.
He's out again. He's fine.
But it was like his memorabilia. So yeah. He thought he could just take it back. And they're like, no, you're in prison now. But he's out from that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess.
Is he trying to get Juiced rebooted? That TV show?
What?
He was trying to do like a punked show.
Oh, yeah.
OJ Simpson?
Yeah, dude. Look it up. It's fucking wild.
And one of them was like,
there were like jokes about him
joking about being a
killer.
Somebody.
It's fucked up. It's so tone deaf. It's unbelievable.
They're like, oh, I wonder why it didn't work out. Why didn't it get picked up?
Because everyone knows you murdered your girlfriend, OJ. It's like, eh.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The book that he wrote, If I Did It.
Yeah.
The things I would have done.
Poor Nordberg. Remember Nordberg?
No. Oh, from, Naked Gun?
Yeah, Naked Gun. Good times.
Yeah.
That's where I remember him.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't remember him ever playing football. I was like
too young. We were too young, I think.
I wonder what Norm MacDonald thought of OJ's Juice prank show.
Oh, good question. What makes you think of Norm?
He would always bring it up.
On SNL, he would always.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah, to the point where...
I think that's what got him fired.
That's what got him fired, because he couldn't stop making fun of OJ.
Like, oh, yeah. Hey, you really got to stop bringing up OJ.
Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, Norm MacDonald was the best.
Hey, John, it looks like you have something that just came to your mind.
I just thought of the special delivery. Mm. I even title my random
fate thought. Has brought it together, I guess.
Yeah, fate brought this to me. You're a doctor helping a woman give birth. You're telling her to breathe, push. She's almost there. You watch in horror as a soccer ball emerges from the woman's birth canal. It slides out of her vagina and into your hands. What do you say to the woman? And what do you do with the soccer ball?
I think the reincarnated Pele.
Oh, Pele. He's
coming out.
He's doing backflips in heaven. That makes me think, were you there in the room for your children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were you getting an eyeful or were you looking at the wall?
I was getting an eyeful. The second one.
First one, you're too scared?
With Jackson, I don't know. It was just the situation.
Yeah.
I think he needed more stuff, medical stuff. And I was at Jamie's side while she was in the bed. And with Daniel, it was more wild and free.
Yeah, with Owen, because he was premature, we were in like an operating room. And so I wasn't really able to participate much. But the other two, I was like, let me see I'm into it. It's fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm.
A weird thing was when Daniel's coming out, I was like, I see his face. There's his face. Turns out it wasn't his face. It was just his head was all wrinkled, and it kind of looked like an eye and a nose. I was like, no, wait, that's not his face.
Yeah,
He's coming out face first.
Yeah.
I don't know how people work. Our faces are on top of our head, right?
Sure. Yeah, sure. That's my face.
Mine is.
But I never understood the people who are like, I'll be in the waiting room, you know? Like, that's your kid. This is your fault, too. You should be involved, you know?
I don't think that happens as much anymore.
That's,
I mean, maybe COVID maybe changed things a little bit, but I don't. I think that's like an old timey, like,
yeah,
smoking cigars in the waiting room.
Yeah, you can't smoke in the hotel or the hospital anymore.
They asked me if I wanted to catch Daniel.
Oh, really? Sure.
And I was like, no, I don't want to. He might be slippery or something. I don't know.
Well, I might be like, no, you're a professional. Like, you've done probably thousands of these.
She was like,
I was the same way with cutting the umbilical cord.
Oh, yeah. I was the same way, too. I was like, this is like a dumb tradition. Like,
they're like, let dad help. I'm like, it's fine. I don't need my ego stroked. I don't care. Yeah. And they kind of made me do it with Andy. He's like, come on. I was like, all right, fine. Shit. But the other two, I was like, it's fine. You do it. You're, like you said, you're the professional. I don't need to be involved. I know I can't do anything.
Just because it was on TV shows back in the day doesn't mean we like have to do it.
So back to your question, John, the question you came up with.
Oh, yes.
I'd probably take that soccer ball and like sell it on eBay or something.
Yeah. Yeah. As some sort of
like
vagina soccer ball.
Soccer ball. I don't know.
Is this a full-size soccer ball?
Full-size soccer ball.
Because that's, I mean, the like, woman anatomically. Be dead. Like, yeah, she's dead.
She exploded.
Would you pinch yourself because you thought it was a dream?
Right. So, I would want this. I would want fucking answers from her.
What the fuck?
Yeah, from, like, a scientific standpoint.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? What were you up to?
Where's OJ? Is he around here? Is this a prank show?
It was a football. Yeah.
Football, much easier.
That would be a lot easier. Yeah, absolutely. Soccer ball. She's dead.
What if she was like, you looked up and you thought it was a woman, but it was like, you know, the big marshmallow guy, marshmallow guy with a wig on.
Uh-huh. And he was like, you've been juiced?
You've been juiced.
Yeah.
So no one's going to yell, goal.
Oh, okay. Go!
That's what the juice would yell.
He would. He
had on his prank show. That's on Quibi.
On Quibi. Oh, rest in peace, Quibi. Rest in power. Whatever happened to those Vuvuzelas? You guys still have any of those? Remember when we were worried about that?
We were worried about them?
Yeah. Taking the culture, we're like, we need to stop these.
They can't be at soccer.
They can't. You're ruining soccer. You're ruining football.
Because they started out in the Venezuela World Cup
or something like that. Yeah.
In South America, maybe.
And they're like, it's too loud.
That's why soccer can't get popular.
It's fine. You know, it's not going to happen.
But I like that sound.
We're trying to make fetch happen.
It sounded like a swarm of bees.
It turns out people in America like to drink at soccer games. That's why it never caught on, because they didn't want to be blown into this thing all the time.
I think that's all the Brits do, right? Is they just get fucking hammered and go to a football game?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
And who are these people
doing?
Other?
Blowing into plastic.
I mean,
tubes.
I don't think an American football is much different.
No. Have you been to any of the ones in Portland? The Timbers? Right?
Mm-hmm. Not a long time.
But that's like just a big drink fest, right? Seems fun.
A little bit, yeah.
They made it to the equivalent of the Super Bowl. The Timbers did. Were you paying attention?
This year. Oh,
this year they made it? I saw the year they
lost,
beat.
But they made it to the last game.
I saw the championship game.
Nobody cared here. I mean, some of the city likes soccer.
If I lived downtown, I would go to those games.
It's always fun.
Yeah.
Wait, so MLS, okay. I saw when they beat the Columbus, Ohio team probably 8 years ago or whatever at this point. When they won their first championship.
They're pretty good, Cause. You should get behind them, man. I could see you. Timbers jersey. Is it all the... What don't you like about it? Not scoring?
It's like if you don't play the sport. Play the sport and you don't know the rules, it's hard to get into it.
What rules?
You kick the ball around.
There's rules?
Like, you can't appreciate the players and, like, how good and skilled they are because you...
Well, you don't know their histories, right? Isn't that part of the fun of football is you know all the people and you know, like, their backstories, all the football lore? Isn't that what they call it?
Lore.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, John Madden.
John Madden died?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know Madden died?
I was pretty sure he died 8 years ago. So this one, like, wasn't as upsetting for me.
Louis Anderson died.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, and Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Oh, yeah, bitch tits Bob from Fight Club.
Robert Paulson.
Yeah, Robert Paulson. I'll never forget his name. Except right now.
Yeah, a lot of famous people. I'm wondering, is it because now there's more Hollywood and famous people that we're just going to get just a landslide of famous people dying all the time? Because now...
Well, we're more aware of them, I think, too. And it's a newsworthy headline.
Yeah. Like 30 years from now, it's just a whole bunch of that one guy from that dog video on YouTube.
Oh, no. Charlie bit his finger, died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Your kids are going to, 50 years from now. Oh, remember that TikTok star died
today? Oh, yeah. It won't even be PewDiePie. My kids won't know who that is. What does the fox say when he's
trying to... I always have to really think about about YouTube guys that my dream.
Yeah, Dream and Mr. Beast. That's
Dream's a fucking cheater. We talked about this.
Yeah, you say that. I brought that.
I haven't told Ethan that, but
that Dream's a cheater.
I told my kid. He didn't quite believe me. That is
true. Look it up.
And I said he came out with a video saying he did it, and he was sorry. He
admitted it. But he didn't admit it for a long time.
Technoblade? Another big YouTube Minecraft guy.
Okay. What about Yogscast? Are they still a thing?
I don't know what that is.
Are you kids into Mr. Beast? I guess he's on YouTube anyway, but...
Yeah, Owen's seen a few of them.
Mm-mm. What does he do?
He's like...
Just everything.
Yeah. Wasn't he rich before he started? And he just does, like, rich guy pranks? He's like...
Well, I think now that he's big enough, I think he just gets a ton of sponsorships. Because he's usually giving away stuff, it seems like, so...
Yeah. He planted a bunch of trees in Oregon.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He recreated Squid Games with YouTubers.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was his recent thing.
What?
Yeah, but Dream cheated and won, so...
Fucking Squid Games?
Dream. Fucking Dream, man.
Fucking guy. I don't actually know who that is.
You don't know who Dream is?
I just saw...
I don't know who he is either, but I know the only thing I know is he cheated.
That's exactly. I watched a math YouTube video about how it's mathematically impossible that the thing he said happened. They're like, it's the likelihood of this is measured in lifetimes of the universe. So
and that video got.
So are you? How are you going to tell our children that look up to these people? How can we
bring them down? Who are the heroes going to be? I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe the guy that set it up for him did it. Maybe it wasn't his.
Somebody, is that the argument?
We need a fall guy for Dream.
Listen.
Keep Dream. Listen, keep Dream spirit.
Dream cheats, but I had OJ, and he murdered his wife. And it happened. Okay?
That's a good point.
And we all looked up to him.
Yeah. We loved him in those comedy movies, those buddy cop movies.
I did watch a 25-minute video about Five Nights at Freddy's. Do you know what that is? I didn't either, and I had to watch a video to explain it to me because I'm an old man. It's like a horror video game, and there's been like six of them.
It's like a horror Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, horror Chuck E. Cheese. But it's like, I see it all the time on the internet. I'm like, what the fuck is this? All right, I'm going to sit down and actually watch this explained. No?
No.
Okay. Well, I got to keep my finger on the pulse of the internet. Oh, and thing from 2014.
Make sure your kid doesn't get into Roblox is probably why.
Oh, man.
We tried to tell you. I feel like 3 years ago you were over here.
Terrible, man.
And you were like, have you guys heard about this Roblox? My kid wants to get into it. I was like, don't do it.
Yeah, it's all child labor.
Weren't you saying the other night, you're like, the games suck because they're made by other kids and they're all janky.
It's literally child labor. Like, it's all made by, like, little kids. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's adults making it, but it's, like, largely, like, kids making it.
So all the games suck.
Yeah.
Because they're made by fucking kids.
Yeah.
But they're puzzle game?
They can be all kinds of things.
They can create anything they want, pretty much.
It's a gaming platform, Brooks. It's not a game.
Well,
with it, old man.
Some guy in Minecraft, this computer genius fella, made a computer in I want to tell it because I just heard about it.
It's been happening for years.
And you can play Minecraft on this Minecraft computer.
Oh,
He
actually did it?
He did it.
Well, not he, but it has happened.
No, a guy made it.
That's been the joke for like 10 years.
It's real.
It
happened.
Okay.
Look it up. Dream said it happened. I believe him.
No thanks.
He used the computer to
Is this podcast just three out of touch dads trying to remember or trying to figure out what's happening on the internet?
Well, that's our episode title. Thank you, John.
Three out of touch dads.
This is what happens when nothing happens to either of us all week long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a pretty boring week. I was going to ask Chris about football. Who's going to play in the Superb Owl? It's coming up a couple weeks.
It's between four people.
It's between four teams, yep.
And who are they?
Oh, it's a four-team?
Well, I guess.
Crossfield?
Whoa.
Oh, it'd be so cool.
That would be kind of fucking awesome.
As of this recording, there's four teams left, but.
Who's the money on? Who are we betting for?
Coming up next Sunday.
That's a good question, because two of the number one seeds fell.
Is it going to be a good one this year?
I think so. Man, this weekend was actually really good, so hopefully it carries on.
As a 49ers fan, are you rooting for them to go the way?
Yeah.
Distance? So they're going to be the ones?
They have a chance.
They're going to win?
I mean, the team they're playing next week, they beat recently pretty easily, so they do have a chance.
Oh, that's a bad sign, because that team learned all the tricks and different things, huh? Learned all those trick
all
plays
those football
that they do.
Tricks. I'm just going to...
Guy puts the ball under his shirt and kind of like, I'm going to go get a drink of water over here.
Well, and they have that dog playing for him.
Oh, yeah. Air Bud.
Yeah.
Junior.
Well, I mean, nowhere in the rule book does it say a dog can't play football.
Doesn't say.
Wouldn't that be sweet? And they put a dog out there and the guys just fucking destroy this dog.
Another team comes back with a horse and just runs the team over.
Fuck, a horse. We should have thought of that.
You can do a lot of damage tackling a golden retriever, man.
Do you think of NFL team, let's just do the line, right? Five linemen. Do you think they could beat a horse like a Clydesdale?
Without any weapon, like a rope? If you gave them a rope, they could just lie to it. I mean, if it's a cowboy, one of the cowboys.
Put a horse in the end zone, put a football on its back, and then you have... Five, let's say, yeah.
I don't think anyone wants to make direct contact with a running horse at them, even if you had five. Because really,
all right, well, we'll give the horse 10 yards to get going. No, off the line.
I mean, if it's like line, like, maybe, because then it's like the moment.
Tackle a horse?
Could they tackle a horse? Is my question.
Well, what I mean,
I guess one for each leg, right?
Yeah, four defensive linemen.
Are we talking like,
or do they need the whole roster? How many are on each side? 11
type. The Model H.
I played football for many years. Yeah, the Model H.
Unstoppable.
I feel like, you know, these guys are like 350 pounds.
Yeah,
I feel like they could put a herd on a horse.
I want to see that halftime show, or it's just like another one of the things in the All-Star games. They just get a horse lined up against, yeah.
Okay. No, we need to bring the XFL back.
It almost came back.
Oh,
they
really?
They were actually having some success.
Right.
Like
into,
recently?
Right.
Into COVID times.
Right. What? But then COVID happened and they had
I was joking.
No, because they were doing, they had started right after the Super Bowl. So
was
they started,
Vince McMahon still involved?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they had a solid 2 months.
No way.
And then they had to shut it down because of COVID. Wow.
That's funny.
I think it would have worked because they were planning to play in after football, so they weren't competing with any other football.
Yeah, what was their hook? Like, it's just more extreme football.
Yeah,
I loved it because they were like mic'd and there was a lot of cussing for Fox.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's like, wait a minute.
You're like, this is rated R football.
Yeah. Yeah.
This isn't your dad's football. This is XFL.
Not my causes.
Vince McMahon.
Causes dad with his their leather helmets.
That's how my grandpa played back in the day. With no face guard. Fucking crazy.
Well, boys, we got to roll.
We did it.
We did it.
We managed to talk for 1 hour.
If you think four defensive linemen
I think
could
they could
take out a horse,
let us know.
Email the show, basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey. See you next year.
Oh, that's a good joke.
It's only good when it's December.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.